Next application is case number 11507. The application of Toby J. and Alexandra M. Mr. C., I'm going to say. Let Mr. Sergovic tell us the gentleman's name, if you don't mind.
It's Krustowski.
Thank you. Site is west of Coastal Highway Route 1, being north of Baltimore Street, approximately 225 feet west of Andrew Street, being Lot 18, first addition to Bayview Park Subdivision, with a 911 address of 39667 Baltimore Street, Bethany Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID number, District 134, map 2011, parcel 34, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a proposed dwelling.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Toby Krustowski, 54 East Oak Avenue, Morristown, New Jersey. And the property address is 39667 Bethany, Baltimore Street, Bethany Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I passed down for the record photographs, aerials taken and provided by Mr. Sergovic.
Okay. For the record, my name is John Sergovic. I represent the applicants. The photographs I've introduced are aerial photographs showing the nature of the neighborhood. The top picture is the street upon which the applicant's property exists, and it has a blue dot on the top of it for orientation purposes. If you notice on the aerial photograph, to the immediate west of my client's property, there's a boat ramp, and to the south, the north of my client's property is navigable waters. I note from the record that the lot, pursuant to the deed attached to the application, is approximately 7,020 square feet, and I note that the minimum lot size in an MR zone is 10,000. So that makes the lot unique as to its dimensional requirements. Also attached to the application is a survey of the properties running along the same street. And if you'll notice in that exhibit, the property to the far west of my client's property is 5.3 feet off the required 30-foot front setback. The adjoining property is 0.4 feet off the required 30. My client's existing property is 13.3 feet off the requirement. The next property is actually conforming, and the next property going eastward is 5.3 feet short, and the property on Andrew Street is 5.9 feet in violation of the 30-foot setback. But if you look at the aerial photograph, again, on the other side of the street, almost all the structures, save one, are almost on the street. So one of the considerations for a variance is conformity with the immediate condition of the property by reason of the use or development of property immediately adjacent thereto. With that said, as an overview, I'd like to turn it over to my client just to explain what he wants to do.
Good evening. What I plan on doing is, you know, demolishing the existing home and putting up a new home. My plan is, and has been, to retire here. And I wanted to build a home a little bit bigger than what I have now in hopes that my three boys will come back, visit with their wives, and hopefully grandchildren. That's my hope. I'm going to build it, and I'm hopefully they're going to come and visit. And that's really what I wanted to do with that.
With respect to the existing structure, is it nonconforming as to the floodplain elevation?
No, it is not.
It does not conform.
It does not conform to the flood elevation, no.
With respect to the flood elevation, how high do you have to raise the structure or create a new foundation?
About 2 more feet.
And will that be the 2 feet go upward in height along the front?
Correct.
With respect to the existing structure, you're lopping off the porch and going back to the face of the existing structure?
Correct.
That would be set back at 25 feet as opposed to the existing nonconformity, which is in excess of 13.7 feet, I think it was. Also, with respect to the side setback, are you in current violation?
On the left setback, we are in violation.
And with the new structure, you can make that side conform with the requirements?
Yes, we'll have it conforming.
And do you have a concern with respect to placing a foundation close to the existing boat ramp lagoon and also to the water's edge?
I do.
With respect to your desire, do you make an active use of your backyard, and do you intend to make that in the future?
I do. I'm a hobbyist with gardening and pruning and landscaping, things like that. And my current backyard is all grass. And my plan was to hopefully have some of that yard still there so I could do gardening and whatnot, because I really enjoy it.
And with respect to the 4 or 5 factors for a variance, is one of the requests so that you're developing the property consistent with the immediately or close by neighbors?
I'm sorry?
Are you intending to conform with the same uses made of your adjacent or nearby neighbors?
Yes.
With respect to the location of the front
yard?
And your lot is unique in that it's less than a 10,000 square foot MR. Is placing this structure reasonable with respect to this like placement by your neighbors?
Yes.
And did you cause this existing structure to be nonconforming, or did you buy it?
I bought it as is, yes.
And will this variance, if granted, have any detrimental impact on the adjacent property or the public welfare?
Not to my belief.
And is the modification you're requesting the minimum to accommodate your needs, given the size of your lot?
Yes.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Start with you.
One thing. With respect to what I said, not necessarily what you said, is what I said true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Mr. Effen?
No questions at this time.
Mr. Brickman?
Yeah, you're building a new building,
correct? Yes.
An entirely new structure.
Correct.
You're going to meet the flood zone requirements, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And let me see. How much of a big backyard would you say you have?
Currently?
Yes. After you're built?
After we build, I was hoping to have about 12 feet. I've got about 15 now.
Okay. You couldn't redesign your home for 5 feet.
Well, with what I wanted, with 3 boys and getting rooms for them and hopefully grandchildren, I tried to make it as economical as possible by getting 3 stories and the bedrooms necessary in hopes that they do come back.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, are you creating your own hardship? I mean, you can't put it back 5 feet more?
Oh, I could put it back 5 feet more, but then...
Good. Let me stop you there. So you could put it back 5 feet more, but you really don't desire to do that.
Well, I've got the boat ramp on the side that I'm not sure structurally-wise or whatnot. I'm trying to maintain conformity on everything, put the house basically where it is right now, except... lop off that front porch so we do have a further setback than it is currently.
So you could put it back 5 feet.
Or we could leave it the way it is and be in total nonconformance.
No. I think you can move it back 5 feet. That's all right. Okay, you said you could.
Anything's possible.
That's all.
Is this the diagram of your home and this one, the new home?
No, that's the footprint of the existing house.
So that's the footprint of the old one you're going to tear down?
Correct.
Right, okay. So we don't know what you're really building or how what it's going to look like at all from this?
No.
And there's no porch on it either?
We're eliminating the porch.
Right. But the porch is not, this is the old drawing.
Right. We're eliminating where the
we really don't know what you're building. I mean, from this diagram here, what you showed, we don't know what you're building.
Well,
you're taking a porch off, but we don't know where it's going to be at.
The existing main structure is 25 feet from the right of way. We intend to build consistent with that existing 25 feet of structure, with the maintaining the side setback requirements rather than continuing the side setback violation. Okay. And the 25 feet would then be in line with the other structures that are on the same side of the street. And for example, if we actually you take the existing structures and you do your lot averaging, the one structure that's now located at 45 feet back could be located at 23.
I think, Mr. Servix, I had that for you. See if I agree with you. It's a 29.5 average from all the other.
Well, no, if
that's the average on that street. Is that correct? Is that what you come up with?
No, the average on that street and the way Mr. Simpler calculated that in accordance with the ordinance, you take the average distances 300 feet on either side of the lot.
Correct.
Okay. What I'm saying is that if you took the existing alignment on that side of the street, you averaged the other properties with the existing property at 45 feet, currently at 45, you could locate that at.
So you have to include that 45 feet in your average.
Well,
it has to be 30.
It only has to be 30, right?
Right.
No, what I'm saying is just because of the ordinance, the ordinance as is written, if I was applying for a new structure in the property that's immediately to the east of my client's property, if I average the rest of the houses on the lot, for that particular lot, I could then be set back at 23.93 feet.
Right.
Okay. And if that was applied, the averaging would be 25.4 feet. So if you take into averaging the averaging consideration,
yeah,
exactly. It's not a variance. That's a matter of right under the ordinance.
Well, no, I understand that. But you're taking the whole building down, okay? The whole thing. So that means you start a new ball game. That means everything's brand new. Let's forget everything that's here on this paper right now. So now you're coming and saying, I want to build a house. I want to conform to the flood zone requirements and everything, but guess what? I want 5 feet more in the front. Is that what you're saying? I want 5 feet. I want to encroach 5 feet into the 30-foot setback.
That's exactly what we're applying for. Yes.
Right.
And you're right.
And I'm asking him why he cannot. How many square footage is this house going to be? Let me ask you that.
I'm working with an architect now, probably around 3,300 square feet.
All right, you got a nice size home.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can, in my opinion, I think you could have your architect give you that 5 feet and bring it in conformity. That's my opinion. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Mr. Foreman, any other questions?
No other questions.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, the one question I did have is how many square feet are you planning or intending to build? And that's three stories?
Correct.
And How high is the floodplain? I'm sorry, you probably already said.
I don't know exactly how high. I am about a block and a half to two blocks shy of it now.
Okay.
So it's about a 2 foot elevation.
2 foot.
Floodplain right now is hard to be 5 foot.
So you could build a three-story home.
Correct.
And your building envelope, the footprint is 3,000 square feet, at least based on what's in this survey. So if you were to use half of that footprint, 1,500 square feet, and three stories, that would allow you plus or minus 4,500 square feet of home, and then you would still have almost 3,000 square feet of backyard.
That does not include garage space and whatnot, which I don't have now. There is no garages, there is no storage, things like that. I'm going to use that space, much of the third floor, for garages and storage and whatnot, so it leaves me limited space for any living space on that first level that I'm going up two and three. So the footprint's going to be, what I'm trying to do is try to do the exact same footprint what I have there now.
Right.
And try to put it, you know, in about the same spot from the front. It'll be a little bit more in the back, and it'll be a little higher.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. No other, is there a septic system?
No.
Okay.
On so central.
We have sewer.
Central, okay.
Sewer.
Okay, so there's no other limitations. No other questions?
Question. May I?
Which one?
Go ahead, Mr.
Go ahead, Mr. Lane.
I have a question. Go ahead.
Just to clarify, Mr. Sergovic, it appears that you're going to maintain a 25-foot front yard setback.
That's what we're...
You're going to be 10 feet from both sides.
Right.
By tweaking the house a little bit in each direction to make it be 10 feet rather than 10.6 to 9.1.
Correct.
And the rear yard is going to be the rear yard. There's no big issue there. And do you know what the required setback is on the deed restrictions in Bayview Park?
I'm
curious.
Unless it's mentioned in the deed, I don't recall.
Okay. I ask that because it appears that the dwelling on the end of the street that's to the left of the survey is 24.7. Two dwellings to the right, one at Andrew Street and the adjacent property to the left of that, they're both 24. So I'm assuming it's probably 25. There's probably still errors, but it's
it's a pretty old subdivision, and that's probably the building is would have been probably consistent with their restrictions.
And then the other question would be, in simpler survey, there's a note to the right to the building restriction line, front 30 required, and then it says front average 29.7, and that calculation is based on a 45.3-foot setback on the house next door.
Right, and the other houses on and within 300 feet of
right.
the existing
but
lot.
We typically do on a vacant lot or a lot that's set back further than the minimum, we use that calculation at the minimum, being 30.
Right.
30 feet.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lang. Mr. Sharp.
Just one. Do you ever have issues with flooding in the rear yard? I know we're talking about the flood zone, but is that something you've had issues with water coming up back there that would make
Well, the water would come over bulkheads and things like that. It has, yes.
How far has it come over?
Hurricane Sandy, because we had flooding then. Maybe 5-6 feet over at times.
Okay. And as far as parking goes, will you be parking under the house? Where are you planning on parking your vehicle?
Parking under the house.
Okay. And currently, can you park under the house?
I cannot.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions.
Thank you. Are there any further questions?
You said Sandy took how much water out of the backyard? How much into the backyard?
I had water within 6 inches just at the bottom of the 2x6s from the floorboards, just to the bottom of the 2x6s on the first floor.
That took up your whole backyard, right?
I said, yes, it did.
So that's the end of your gardening, right, in the backyard?
At least temporarily, yes. It didn't kill the grass.
Okay.
But it's still there.
All right, thank you. No other questions.
And there's always next year.
There is.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I did forget to tell you earlier, we do have two letters of support for this application.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Knight. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take case number, 11,507 under advisement.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we take case number 11,507 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,507 has been taken under advisement. Now, what that means, sir, there may be a motion made later on this evening for decision. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.